The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
If there's something strange in your league, who you gonna call?
Man, I missed that intro. Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Live Mail Sack Show. I am your host, Professor Chris, and with me I have Mike and Lucas. What's going on, guys?
Hey, what's going on, man?
What is happening? How are we doing this fine, fine evening?
Man, I'm so excited to be back on the mail sack, first one of the season.
Yes, I've been excited about this since last week when we decided we were going to kick it off this week.
This is one of our pillar shows. This is the show that gets everyone through hump day, through the middle of the week, and gets them psyched for the weekend. We get our call-ins, and everyone starts getting ready.
Yeah, and speaking of call-ins, you guys can call into the show, and we have a new phone number as of right now. So it's 320-24-SLEEP. So 320-247-5337. So call into the show, chat with us on air, and we will answer a question live on air. But before we jump into these questions here, I want to give you guys another reminder that the Draft Genius Draft Kit is officially out. So $29.99, here's what you get. Two different sets of redraft rankings, IDP rankings, three different types of dynasty rankings, top 250 redraft rankings, full strategy guide for all sorts of leagues, player profiles, draft day tools, including auction values, which is something huge that we, you know, when we asked for feedback on, hey, what do you guys want a draft kit? Auction values was one of the top things. That's in there. Expert picks for sleepers, breakouts, busts, and way more. Man, all in one breath.
Hey, I'm impressed, man.
That was quite the mouthful.
Yeah, I was just reading it straight off my phone.
Oh, I thought you had it memorized by now.
No, not by now. Not by now.
So, give me a couple days.
Oh, well, guys, please go to iTunes or Google Play, wherever you listen to us, and drop us a 5-star rating and leave a nice review. That helps out the show. That helps us do what we like to do in order to help Rob and try to find the treatment for chronic Lyme disease. But let's go ahead and jump into the mail sack. So I have a question just for Mike and Lucas, just for you two right now. So didn't put in the show notes. Who sided Jay Ajayi versus Alex Collins in this week's great debate? Mike, who would you take?
I got to say Alex Collins.
I would also take Alex Collins. Although I do like Ajayi, Alex Collins I think is severely underrated.
Yeah, I still lean on the Collins side. I actually argued for Ajayi in this one, which was pretty strange considering that I hated Ajayi the last couple years.
So how do you feel now after defending him? How do you feel now?
You know what? It made me like him a little bit more.
Isn't that funny how that works?
Yeah, looking at it, and I think even if he does 30% of what – maybe that's the wrong way to put it. I think he's going to surprise people. He's going as the RB20 off the board right now. I think he can definitely finish higher.
He was going in the middle of the second round, if not earlier in some cases, last year. People forget that, and then they had – everything that happened, he got traded, going to a new team in the middle of the season. So people have, people think that he didn't do well, but when he played, he did pretty decent.
Yeah, he only averaged 10 carries a game when he was in Philly.
Yeah, and I think that'll change.
Yep, I agree. But I still do lean Collins a little bit, but I think if I had a choice between Ajayi in the fifth and Collins in the third, I think I would take Ajayi every time.
I would never take Ajayi, not even in the 17th. Oh, I can't. Dude, that guy has had opportunity after opportunity, and he has done nothing with it. Every time he's gotten the ball, he just gets crushed in the backfield. He had, two good games in his whole entire career where he got, over 200 yards and two touchdowns or something like that, which is phenomenal. I mean, if you can do that, you obviously have potential to be great. But this guy just is not great. He hasn't proved it. Why was he on the field 10 plays a game? Only because he sucks.
They were spreading the workload.
I mean, there's just no other way to say it. They weren't spreading the workload. He just couldn't produce.
I thought he produced yards per carry last year.
Yeah,
while 5.8 he was in
yards per carry.
And he has two of the things that you really look for. Opportunity in terms of the amount of work that a player can get, and then the offense that they're on. He is on a super high-powered offense, and there's the availability for him to have 15 to 25 touches a game between passing and rushing, which on that offense I think is enough. And if he can get some totes in the red zone and hopefully get some TDs, I think that he's going to be a serviceable – he put up serviceable RB2 numbers. Now, I wouldn't feel that great having him as my RB2 looking at my team, but I do think that he puts up RB2 numbers if he stays healthy this year.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into the mail sack here. So kicking it off, question number one. Matt Finessen said, who do I draft in the 6 and 7 rounds in a half PPR? And this is one of the most vague questions I've ever seen.
That's a tough question because, you know, it really depends on what falls to you. I'm a big advocate of the tier-based system. I wrote up a little blurb about that for our draft kit, and you really want to let the draft fall to you in the first few rounds. Have players that you're targeting, but have those players, let the draft fall to you. Don't reach too much in the first couple of rounds, and then if you end up with running back, well, then maybe you need to start taking some shots at wide receiver. If you had something crazy happen to you, like what did for JM and I in the Scott Fish Bowl, where we got DeAndre Hopkins at pick 7 and then had Odell fall all the way to us at the middle end of the second round, well, we don't usually go wide receiver, but how do you pass up on those two in a full point PPR? So just have to adjust to how the draft has gone. Do you want to give him a couple players ADP-wise that you like in that?
I think that's what he was going for, man. Oh, man. Well, Sammy Watkins in the 7th round, definitely.
Yeah, I like that. I like how Mahomes has been looking out there. Not to go all Adam on it or anything, but he did look pretty good. And, I mean, I just feel like if you're surrounded by talent at that level – you're going to excel. So I feel like he's going to do good. I really feel like Sammy Watkins he's fast, man. He's going to be an easy target to hit. So
players that I'm looking at that I like in a half point PPR there, I think Deion Lewis is going to have a big year. I think Carlos Hyde is probably the running back to have in Cleveland. I don't think Nick Chubb is the guy this year. I would stay away from Marlon Mack in the 7th round. Jamal Williams is now in the 6th round. That seems early for me. He's someone I've been getting in like the 9th and 10th round and been very happy.
I'm seeing him in the 8th in the PPR.
Yeah. So he's someone that I really like. And another guy that could be sneaky is Tariq Cohen in a PPR. Yep. So those are some guys. And someone that everyone else is way down on, they've just completely forgotten about, is Jordy Nelson. I think Jordy Nelson could have a pretty decent year. He's going right now as the 83rd overall pick. I'm not sure where that puts him in terms of wide receiver. Let me switch this over here. But I think he's a value at that level. Because
yeah,
he's
I would also say Cohen.
The 33rd wide receiver.
And he can definitely finish top 3. Yeah, I'll throw Kyle Rudolph into the ring as well.
That just, man, I'm okay with it. I do like Rudolph. I like that offense.
I like that offense with Kirk Cousins. A new offense to a tight end. Yeah, buddy. Yep, I'm loving it.
I feel like you're going to get Kyle Rudolph in more than 50% of your leagues. I feel like he's your guy.
Oh, yeah. I just drafted him in our Dynasty League that we're in the middle of.
Yeah, right before
the joke. I was pretty happy with that.
Yeah. All right, let's move to question two from Llama Lodge. Says, is Christian McCaffrey a true every down back? Mike, kick this one to you first.
I really think he can be. I don't know if he has the size to sit there and take an NFL beating like that. But, I mean, I watched his dad play. The McCaffrey is a tough family. The McCaffrey is a tough name. The guy proved it last year that he can hang out on the field for 16 games. So let's keep him going. I mean, I really feel like he can be. I think you'll see C.J. Anderson probably eating a little bit of the goal line work, but I'm really not anticipating even much of that. I think Cam Newton will handle most of those. And, I mean, when you're looking at second and third down, you'll have McCaffrey out there for the outlet for the pass. So I really do feel like he can be.
What about you, Lucas?
I don't think that he is an every down back, and that's not a knock on him. I just don't see him as that kind of a player. He's someone who's going to catch a ton of passes, be extremely valuable in a PPR if you're getting him late in the second round, early third round. You know, the guy – I also don't think that Alvin Kamara is an every down back, and it's not a knock on him. I absolutely love Alvin Kamara. These backs are changing the game a little bit, but they are not every down backs in the traditional sense.
Yeah, and Christian McCaffrey was – and every down back in college. So he has done it before, but he hasn't done it for 16 straight games.
And you would just, you know, pros, a lot bigger, a lot faster, a lot stronger, a lot meaner. So he's not one of those guys that's really built for that kind of a beating. He's not someone that's going to look to hit the DB or the linebacker and make them remember him. He's not an Adrian Peterson angry runner. He's a guy that wants to avoid getting hit. And you want him to avoid getting hit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think he can be personally. I don't think he'll be used in that role. Let's move to question three. Mike Honcho 21 says Sutton, Gallup, or Keelan Cole? And I'm leaning towards Cole.
Wow. That's a really good question. I like all of them.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I do like all of them, but to me, the guy that's going to be guaranteed to be on the field is Keelan Cole. I don't really feel like the other two guys just have – I mean, there's nothing that's – I mean, you've got some pretty big names to take down before you hop on there. So I like Keelan Cole here.
I do like – I like Keelan Cole also. Sutton has to get through Thomas and Sanders. Tall task. Gallup actually has a legitimate shot at being the number one wide receiver on that team, the only one he really has to pat. Terrence Williams and Hearns, I mean, you know, neither one of those guys – yeah. And, you know, so neither one of those are as – good in my opinion as Sanders or Demaryius Thomas. So I'd say it's a tie for me between Gallup and Cole.
All right, I like it. Question number four here. Borge says, do I keep Le'Veon Bell with the 10th and final pick in the first round or Dalvin Cook in the fourth round?
Wow. Ooh. That's a really, really tough question.
This is a hard one for you, Mr. Cook is my RB5.
I think I have to go. Okay, so his pick is guaranteed set at 10. Is that what he's saying?
He says, do I keep Le'Veon with the 10th and final pick of the first? So I would assume that's what it is.
Okay, so he could keep Cook. I'm assuming that they only get one keeper for the league. I'm
taking Bell.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what pick you get.
I think
I got to. If you keep Cook in the fourth, like, do you get a 1-1? Out of the deal, I mean, where you
let's
can come
let's
back
assume
and get
that
Bell.
He stays at the 110.
Okay, so if he stays at the 110, I'm assuming they only get one keeper. I would probably take Cook because at the 110, he's probably still going to end up getting somebody like a Fournette or an OBJ or maybe Melvin Gordon there with the 110. And who is he going to get in the fourth with keepers? So
yeah.
So would you rather have Bell and someone like a Marvin Jones, or would you rather have Dalvin Cook and Fournette?
Yeah, I think the argument with that is that you're thinking that those guys who are normally going around the 10th pick are not going to be kept. I mean, if Bell and Cook can be kept, I honestly think Fournette and Gordon and Hunt, all of those guys, OBJ, are most likely going to be kept as well.
Well, I'm assuming that there's only one keeper. So my answer would be if you can get one of those – the cutoff for me would be at like Keenan Allen. If you can get a Keenan Allen, a Davante Adams, Melvin Gordon, Hunt, OBJ, Julio, any of those guys at the 110 with Dalvin Cook, I would do that. If you're staring down the barrel of like a Jordan Howard or Devonta Freeman, I like those guys, but I would probably reconsider and then take Bell. The guys before that, I all kind of put in a class above.
Mike, what about you?
I feel like I keep him in the 10th. I mean, it's Bell. Like, I don't know.
I think
that's just too good to get late. And I mean, if you're getting a 110 either way, give me Bell in the 110.
Yep, I absolutely agree. Oh, let's see here. Yeah, just I think, you know, he's a top two pick. A lot of people are arguing that he should be number one overall in any format. And you're getting him at the end of the first round where normally you would get, you would get Dalvin Cook at the 110 spot. Right now, if you wanted him, you'd have to take him there. And I don't know. I just think Bell is they're both great values. Bell is just like in such a different tier.
Yeah. I mean, Dalvin Cook was the number three running back before he got hurt last year?
Yep.
So no guarantees that pace keeps up, but I'm also a little lower on Bell and Standard than most people are. I have him as my number four running back, or like tied with DJ.
Okay. All right, well, let's go ahead and move on here. Brady Z13 says, in a half PPR at the 10 spot, between Dalvin Cook and OBJ, assuming they're both available, who do you select and why? Both coming off injuries, both tremendous upside. So Cook or OBJ?
Cook, I can find wide receiver talent late.
Mike, what about you?
I feel the same way. Yeah, Cook, give me a running back.
And I am saying OBJ because if it's in the 10 spot, there's a good chance that Cook is going to be there at the turn.
That is kind of true,
too. And, you know, they are both small sample sizes. They're both fantastic players. But it's not a small sample size for OBJ. We've seen him be an elite wide receiver every single season, aside from last year when he had that – was it a broken ankle? Dealing with that ankle injury?
Yep. Yep, ankle and a knee.
Yeah, so we've just seen OBJ do it over and over and over again. We've only seen a few games out of Dalvin Cook. So I think that's the difference when coming off injuries. We've seen OBJ do it before. I think I'm going to take him and then probably have Dalvin Cook come back around to me.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that start if it worked out like that.
Yep. Yeah, same here. Moving on. Number six, Gonzo Rams fan says, Cooper Kupp, high round pick or sleeper pick? And I'm going to say medium sleeper pick.
Yeah, I would go there also. The addition of Cooks there muddies things up pretty good, considering they have Todd Gurley running the ball and taking some passes, and then you have to figure out how everything's going to shake out between Kupp, Woods, and Cooks. So probably more towards the sleeper side for me is where I would target him.
Yeah, same here. I really think Cooper Kupp's going to light some stuff up this year. I'm really kind of excited to see what he does. Seems like I just want to see more of that Goff Kupp connection. Cooks, you're right. Cooks being there does change things, but I don't think it'll change much. I think they'll still find each other.
Yeah, and those seven red zone touchdowns that Sammy Watkins had last season aren't going to be there, and they're not going to go to Cooks. He's not the red zone guy. So I think Kupp could be the beneficiary there. I'm still not going to spend a high round pick on him, though. I think there's more guys with better upside.
I'm with you.
All right, Joe11KB has a keeper question here. So choice of six different players he can keep two. Antonio Brown for a first, Odell Beckham for a first, or Julio for a first. So those three wide receivers in the first round. Dalvin Cook in the fourth, Deshaun Watson in the 15th, Wentz in the 15th.
I think that I'm going AB and Cook.
Mike, what about you?
Oh, I'm thinking, man, you're keeping AB, right? Like, he's just too good. But, I mean, you can combo him with OBJ and Julio. That's pretty good, too.
I don't know if he can, right?
Because probably can't keep
all three of those
round, right?
would be first-round keepers. So right. I think right. He has to keep one of those three.
Yeah, so Antonio Brown for me. And, man, I just really like the expectations of Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz this year.
And then Watson in the 15th is a massive value.
Yeah, that's huge right there. I mean, yep. You can even just turn that and trade it for something there.
That's
so,
more than 10 rounds later than he's going.
Yeah. Wentz is also a steal at 15. I mean,
yeah,
you're not.
We don't know if he's going to be 100% by week one. So I'm
right.
always nervous when
yeah,
someone
take
we haven't seen 60%. Anything. Yeah, well, I'd consider Cook and Watson. Because if you're telling me that at least all three of those guys, Julio, OBJ, and Antonio, are all now going to be available in the first, there's a pretty good chance that you might end up with one of them in the first anyway.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, find out your draft position and then go that route. If you have to make the call right now, I lean more towards AB and Cook as well. Unless it's a two-quarterback league, which wasn't specified. If it was, then AB and Watson.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe even Watson and Wentz, 15th rounders, so you'd have a 15th and a 14th round pick and then have everything else free.
Maybe. Yeah, that'd be great. All right. Next question here. Sandman25 says, is there any offense you're staying away from completely?
You know, I'm getting a lot of bad vibes about Washington. I'm not liking a lot of things that I'm seeing over there.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Washington, yeah. That's the one that's giving me the heebie-jeebies.
The only guy from Washington who I've been targeting would be Paul Richardson in late rounds. That's the only guy I really want.
Chris Thompson. I like Chris Thompson because I'm getting him. You know, to me, that's a decent late round value PPR back.
Yeah, but he might be out until November.
That's true. Yeah, I was going to say, barring the injury, if he can get better quickly, then I'll feel a lot better about it.
Two others that I'm going to throw out there. One of them, I'm just not sure where to go with my picks, how to value things, is the Patriots. I'm kind of at a loss. I don't really want Brady. He's good during the season, but then I'm not sure how he's doing by the end of the year during the playoffs, so that kind of scares me. Rex Burkhead has a tear in his knee that we're not sure if that's even a real thing, how severe it is. It's just, man, it's tough. Edelman has a 4-game suspension coming off of the ACL. I guess Hogan, if you can get him late, it's probably Hogan late and James White late, right? Those are in a PPR.
Yeah, I've got a couple of them. outside of one player on the team, I think I'm trying to avoid, and that's the Dolphins. I would take Kenny Stills. Okay. I like Frank Gore if I can get him in the last rounds. I'm not a big Drake fan. I think he's just okay, not even fourth round okay where he's going, though. So the Dolphins and then the Bills, because I still don't know what to do with LeSean McCoy, but I'm at this point, we haven't heard anything. I'm not against drafting him, but you're seeing him fall to like the fourth and fifth round.
I don't know. I think there's value in Benjamin and maybe Corey Coleman because they're both going so late in all of my drafts that, you know, they're going to be losing.
I mean, and Josh Allen's going to have somebody to bomb it to, right?
Yeah. And I'm not super excited about Seattle either. You know, I like Russ, but the O-line is so bad. And Baldwin, you know, we'll see if that knee thing lingers. And I'm not excited about any of the running backs.
All right, there we go. 9, Matt Finessen says, yo, do y'all think Taywan Taylor is going to do something?
I think he's going to do something. He's going to have – yeah, he's going to have some highlight reel plays, but I'm not sure if you can depend on him anytime soon for fantasy production week to week.
So do you have Taywan or Rashard?
Taywan. Upside there for me is just a night and day. He's a lottery ticket.
Some guys going around him, Taywan or Didi?
Taywan, because I like Keelan Cole and some of the other.
Well, what about Chris Godwin?
Mike,
you can jump in too. You don't have to just let Lucas answer.
I'd still go Taywan, honestly. I kind of like
Godwin there.
What about Taywan or Keelan Cole?
Keelan.
Cole.
Yeah, Cole's being drafted in the 16th round right now in PPRs. And that's in a 12 team. Taywan Taylor's in the 15th.
So here's one. Who would you rather have, DJ Moore or Cole?
Cole.
Yeah, I lean towards Cole as well. But DJ Moore, you have to take him 6 rounds earlier.
Yeah. Did you hear he got popped the other night going like 115 in a 65-mile-an-hour
speed? Yeah, it was 113, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo.
Just dumb. But yeah, so we think Taywan is going to do something. But it depends on if that offensive line can keep Marcus Mariota upright.
Yeah, that'll be tough right there. That's another team that I'm actually kind of excited about the Titans this year, but I think it's kind of a false expectation. Like, I'm getting a lot of their players like Rashard Matthews, Corey Davis, things like that. And then I don't know, I'm really kind of on the Deion Lewis hype train, you know, wanting him to do really well. But then I just kind of start thinking about last year and how that team fell apart in the second half of the season. And yeah, I just don't know. I don't know if I'm excited about them.
Just a quick reminder, guys, you can call into the show. Give us a ring, 320-24-SLEEP. So 320-24-SLEEP or 320-247-5337. We got a couple Mixler questions that came through. So we're going to step away from the sleeper bot ones and answer the Mixler ones here. Crying7 says, I need help on this trade being proposed to me. I'd get out. Aaron Rodgers, thought it was Allen Robinson for a second. Aaron Rodgers, Marvin Jones, Tariq Cohen, and a 6th for, and then he would give up AJ Green. Then he says Gordon. I don't know if that's Melvin or Josh. Bortles and a 3rd pick next season. He says, I don't really like the idea of parting with Green or Gordon, but is this fair? So Rodgers, Marvin, Tariq, and a 6th for AJ, Melvin, Bortles, and a 3rd.
Who is he getting again? Read those one more time.
Open the sleeper bot chat. Oh, he would get Rodgers, Marvin Jones, Tariq Cohen, and a 6th. Giving up AJ Green and Melvin Gordon, I don't like it.
Yeah, me neither.
No, I don't think I would do that.
What if it was
Melvin
Josh
Gordon's Gordon? Just too good.
Josh Gordon, I would do it.
Yeah. Ooh, I don't know. I like Josh Gordon a lot, too.
Do you, though? Because Callaway, if Josh Gordon can't get on the field, Callaway is going to give him a reason to go sit on the bench.
I think all signs point to go for Gordon, last I read.
All right. Question here from L Trix. Is Joe Mixon or Jordan Howard and why? It's a half PPR, 6-point touchdown, which is pretty standard there. Mixon or Howard?
I have Howard right above Mixon.
Yeah, I have him back to back.
Very close.
I have Mixon right above Howard.
My reason is Gio Bernard is still there, and I don't trust the play calling or the Bengals offense.
Yeah, I mean, that's hard to do, certainly. I also have Howard just one spot above, so at this point, they're so close that you think you can definitely argue either guy. I just think Howard is going to have – the Bears are going to be a better offense this year than they were last year, certainly. And Howard, I think, is going to be great. Guys, he's not going to be running against stack boxes.
Can I jump in real quick? We did have a call. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's producer Steve. Hi, everybody. We did have a call, but I guess I was bad on notifying you, or I didn't hear it. So would you like to – should we try to call them back? That's our thing, right? We call them back?
We do.
Yeah, call them back.
All right. Let me see if I can do this. One sec here.
Is your refrigerator running?
let's see. I don't want to give out the number on the
– No, I give it out to everybody.
I don't – think it was Curtis, but it's possible. I used to know Curtis's number when I would see it.
Yeah, you had that memorized pretty well.
It's been a few months. Let's try this. Okay, I don't know if you'll be able to hear this. This is our first call for the male sex season. Can you hear that?
Yeah, we can hear that.
All right, cool.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Who we got here? What's your name?
My name is Osvaldo.
All right, what's your question?
What's going on? Yeah, so I just drafted Monday, and there's a whole bunch of guys on the waiver. And I was just trying to see what's picking up. So there's Blount, Ty Montgomery, Devontae Parker, Tyrell Williams, Kenny Stills, Cameron Meredith, Kelvin Benjamin, and Keelan Cole. Should I scoop them up?
Are you Danger Zone 21?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, dude, that question's in the show notes. But we'll go ahead and take it on air. Lucas, kick it off.
The two that I like most here are Keelan Cole and Kenny Stills.
And see, the two Cole. I like okay. the most there is Keelan Cole and Ty Montgomery.
Yeah. The only reason why I called, because I'm about to draft in about like 23 minutes. So I'm just trying to get, you know what I mean?
No, absolutely. For yeah, for sure. I'm leaning towards Stills, especially with the Devontae Parker injury news. I think Stills, maybe not a breakout season, but I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. And you can get him so late, it's going to be a good value for you.
Yeah, all those guys are in the waiver wire right now.
Yeah, these are already waiver guys.
I guess, yeah, you're not even drafting waiver wire guys. Who are some guys that you can drop? Oh,
man, well, see, I didn't draft a defense or a kicker, so I just stashing players left and right. So I got I picked up Dez Bryant, you know what I mean, just for trade value later on if he gets picked up by a squad. And then I also got Latavius Murray.
If you're pretty set on running backs and you need another wide receiver, Latavius Murray is pretty droppable in my opinion.
Yeah, I was thinking you could drop Latavius for Stills personally.
Yeah, I got Devonta Freeman, Ezekiel, Royce Freeman, Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, you don't go ahead and drop. Go ahead and drop Latavius Murray and pick up either Stills or Keelan Cole, who could both very well end up the wide receiver ones on their team at the end of the year.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, I'm weak at wide receiver. Goodwin, Cooks. I got Robbie Anderson, Dez Bryant, Jordan Nelson, Mike Williams.
I actually like all of those guys.
I would still get Stills, though. Scoop him up.
Sure. Get rid of Murray and take Stills. That's what I would do.
Okay. Sounds good, then.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
See ya.
I feel like there was kind of a delay.
A little bit, but
that's all right. We got a lot of stuff working here.
Well, I think we got to
remind
well,
people when you
team.
When you call in too. If you're listening, it's awesome that you're listening, but you got to turn down the volume of your listening device because it is about a minute delay from when we say it in the studio to when you hear it on your phone or the computer. And if you call in, it's going to be confusing. So turn your radio down, as they say.
There we go. All right, moving back. FaZe says, would you go Fournette or Julio with the 10th pick in a PPR? I'm going Fournette.
In a PPR?
Yep, still in a PPR.
I love Fournette. That's really tough.
Now, I think there are a couple better options there that should be there at the 10th.
Yeah, I think Melvin Gordon is going to do better in a PPR. Dalvin Cook could be there. I would take Keenan Allen. Wow.
Keenan Allen in the first round?
In a full point PPR, I think that I would take him over Julio.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. But, I mean, there's other guys like at the 9 spot who are going to be better options than either, I think. I mean, if Melvin doesn't fall there, Hopkins could fall there. Barkley could fall there. Odell could be there. I think those three guys I would take over Fournette and Julio, though.
I would take all three of those also, but I wouldn't think that any of them in a PPR would be there, especially Hopkins.
Mike, what about you?
Yeah, no, I was just agreeing with that. I was just said the whole – I'd have taken Julio just because, I don't know, he's got that – he's just going to have a season. I think he's just set up for a season of seasons right now. I've got him as my number one, finishing at the end of the year. Here he goes. So
I'll take a water bet. I'll take some sort of bet on that. I'll take Hopkins and you take Julio.
All right. Done. You guys heard it first.
Done. I can already hear it in my GroupMe chat. We'll figure out something interesting.
$1,000 bet right here.
$1,000 million. $1,000 million. We're gonna do this in Monopoly money, right?
I think I think I would actually bet $1,000 that Hopkins will beat Julio in a PPR.
Well, I would not bet $1,000 that Julio would beat Hopkins in a PPR. So,
all right, let's move on.
I do think he will, but
Jay Story said, "What wide receivers do you like in rounds 4 through 6?" And I like a lot of the wide receivers that are in those rounds. Certainly better than the running backs that are there.
4 through 6.
Yeah. Demaryius Thomas, Allen Robinson.
Larry Fitz, Adam Thielen.
He's a third round pick right now.
Okay. I'm on Fantasy Football Calculator, so I'm not
sure. I'm in the PPR version of it.
Gotcha. Let me flip over there real quick.
Yeah. DT, Robinson, Golden Tate. I don't like Marquise Goodwin in the 6th. I liked him better in the 8th, but he's been skyrocketing lately.
Right.
I think Jarvis Landry is going to finish as a wide receiver 1 in PPR. So getting him in the 4th round is absurd.
Yeah, what about you, Mike?
I do also like Jarvis Landry right there. Because, gosh dang, dude, that guy, he's just so good. He gets open. We were just talking about this on Monday as well, about how he's like one of the better route-running receivers out there. You're talking the 4th through the 7th, you said?
4 through 6.
Let's see if I got another. Like, Golden Tate is another guy that I just can't believe is making it that late. I mean, I think he's going to be – I mean, if he repeats last season, he did way good last year. So, I mean, that's another guy I want to get on board. Sammy Watkins. I mean, there's a lot of receivers in there, and I'm with you. You got, like, Jamal Williams. You got Chris Carson. I kind of like those guys. But other than that, I don't really like the running backs in that group.
Yeah, the wide receivers in those rounds are much better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Go running backs early. Heard it here first.
That's it. And everywhere.
They probably didn't hear that here first.
Little sarcasm in there. Little sarcasm.
Okay. Random44 says, do I keep Julio Jones in the 1st at pick 11 or Devontae Adams in the 3rd at pick 11? Everyone has one keeper, and it's a PPR, and it's certainly Devontae Adams for me as well.
It's Adams in the 3rd.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to both be top 5, so the difference in their scores isn't going to be much, but the difference between the guy you get in the 2nd round versus the 1st round is going to be pretty huge.
Yeah.
Don't get crazy here, everyone.
Yep.
Devontae Adams is a good player. We don't all think he's top 5, but
I do.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Yep. He's just above Keenan Allen. No, actually, I think I have him 6. I said he could be top 5. Okay. I have him 6 just ahead of Keenan Allen, just behind Michael Thomas.
Okay. I was like, who is he leaving out here? Because Michael Thomas, that's a bad man.
Yeah. Yep, super consistent. So, yeah, Devontae Adams for this one. Let's take it back here. Sin0915 says, PPR Dynasty League, should I take Derrick Henry or trade Derrick Henry and the 103 for Adam Thielen? I'm stacked at running back and have first overall pick as well and need wide receivers.
I think I would do that. Derrick Henry in a PPR dynasty, I mean, he can't catch.
And the 103 for Thielen?
He has He has the 101, though.
Yeah, he's also got the 103.
Yeah, I know. So I think I would. I think that I really would. For Thielen, he's going to be around for a while. How old is he, 24?
No, he's like 27.
I thought he was younger than that.
Let me verify this.
Yeah, let's check the age here. Okay, yeah, Thielen's 28. So
28, yeah, he's not going to be around forever. He'll probably still have at least 5 good years.
Yeah, but it makes me still rethink it a little bit. I don't know, 5 years, three or four years is a long time.
I think I would much rather have Henry and Saquon Barkley and Rashad Penny or Royce Freeman.
But see, the thing is that, you know what I would say is that I think that you can get better value for the 103 and Henry. I think you can get a better receiver than Thielen.
Yeah,
so
I
agree. That's what I would do.
Yeah, so I would not do it. You can get something more. Mike, what are your thoughts?
No, I agree. I was just reading through that again, and I was like, man, do you guys kind of have a point there with the – I think you could do better with than Adam Thielen.
This is someone who's trying to capitalize. He's trying to capitalize on how good Thielen was last year.
Right, and I don't see a huge repeat performance with Kirk Cousins over there. So, I mean, I do like Adam Thielen way over Derrick Henry. I do. I mean, there is that. And then adding in the 103. But, yeah, I think if you're on the Derrick Henry 103 side of things, I would definitely want more than Adam Thielen. You could ask for a fairly decent wide receiver one, especially in a rookie draft.
Soul says, what running back is nobody talking about but should be talking about? Mike, who you got for this one?
You know what's funny is because it seems like this guy keeps getting skipped over, and it's the guy I picked up in our dynasty league, and that's Alvin Kamara. Like, I mean, you hear him every now and again, but there's just so many more people that people are talking about. Like, you're talking about Saquon Barkley. You're talking about Christian McCaffrey, things like that, you know, where there's all these question marks around it. But that's just – that's the guy I'm like, I haven't heard a lot of people talking about Alvin Kamara with his opportunity. I mean, he doesn't have Ingram the first four games. I mean, this guy's just going to shred it. And like I said, I mean, it's just not somebody you hear about every now and again, but not enough.
Lucas, who you got for this one?
So
running back, nobody talking about, but should be.
This is one I'm going to go pretty deep. And for me, it's Peyton Barber.
That's a good one.
He is going really, really late. And Jones is looking bad. That guy, Peyton Barber, is going to be the one getting the work there.
Barber's so, going in the ninth round since news broke, though.
I mean,
he's speeding up.
Yeah, I was getting him in like the 13th.
Yeah, just 2 weeks ago.
We'll see where he really ends up. But he's a guy, and I'm going to say Carlos Hyde also. Carlos Hyde. I think he's the number one running back for that team that's going to be pretty decent this year.
Yeah, they're going to be able to move the ball. Ooh. Isaiah Crowell too.
Frank Crowell's the Tank. Guy. Huh?
Oh, Frank Gore. Yes.
Frank Gore. Yep. I'm still sticking by the hot take I tweeted out about a month ago. Is that Gore is going to outscore Drake?
Mm-mm. Nope.
End of the season, Gore's going to have more fantasy points. You watch.
No
I think
way.
That's possible, but I don't think it's going to.
I'd much rather
either of them.
I will tip my hat to
you. Drake in the fourth and Gore in the 15th. I'll take Gore in the 15th every time.
Yeah, that's not bad value for what you can expect, and especially with your Kenyon Drake hatred. I don't know. I feel like Kenyon Drake's actually going to fit into that offense pretty good. Another guy I'm talking about is Isaiah Crowell. I think him in New York might actually be a pretty decent opportunity.
Well, I don't have Kenyon Drake hatred. I just don't like him for fantasy for this year because Gore is there.
Fair enough.
If they hadn't signed him, yep, RB1. I like it, but I just think Gore's going to take too much of the work. They didn't bring him in just to be a veteran presence. I mean, the dude is – he was 32, 33, and 34 and got 260-plus carries every season with the Colts.
Right.
Like, there's – I mean, they're probably not going to give him 260 when they also have Drake, but I could see him getting around 200 carries, and that's cool. A significant amount.
That's a bold statement, my friend. I see it more around the 100 number myself. I think he's – going to start gliding into retirement finally. But, I mean, you just can't go on forever. Peyton Manning wanted to keep going, and he couldn't do it either. It just – eventually the body gives out.
Not for Frank the Tank.
Not for Frank to take, he says.
Yeah, so it's don't take it as Kenyon Drake hate. Just think of it as postponed excitement until Gore's not there anymore.
Not Kenyon Drake love.
Not Kenyon Drake love, nope. Danger Zone, his other question that he had posted in here, Royce Freeman and Kerryon Johnson, thoughts? And Mike, why don't you kick it off here? You're a huge Royce Freeman fan.
Oh, dude, I'm getting more and more excited the more I see this guy. So I'm liking him a lot, especially with, I don't know, I think Denver might come out and really surprise some people. I know that they're looking like trash in the preseason right now, but that doesn't really make me nervous. I think they're going to come out on the field. Maybe Case Keenum just doesn't have the chemistry that I'm expecting him to have, but I feel like this guy's a guy that can go on the field, learn a system, get with the other players, get good camaraderie going, and be able to throw a football. So when you start looking around at who's going to run the ball for that team, because I feel like the defense is so good that they're going to have to run the ball a lot, it's Royce Freeman. I just really think that this guy's going to get a ton of opportunity this year. And I don't know. What's going to prove me wrong is if, like, say, Henderson comes in and does better or something. But I don't know. I think Freeman's kind of the right package for the team right now.
Yeah, and Kerryon Johnson's in a crowded backfield. LeGarrette Blount is going to be pretty involved over there. Theo Riddick is still there in the passing game. It might just be a season too early for Kerryon Johnson, in my opinion.
Right. They needed to trim a little of the backfield this offseason, I thought. And I guess they didn't really do that. And you're right. I mean – and there's just really a whole lot that just doesn't make me excited about the Detroit backfield. It just hasn't produced well for the past few years. I mean, I like Tate and I like Jones. And after that, I really just don't like – I mean, Stafford, of course. But then after that, I don't really like anything on the Lions.
Lucas, what about you?
Royce Freeman's the man. He could finish as an RB1. And Kerryon is in a crowded backfield. We'll see what happens. I'm excited to see him, but Blount is that guy that is always annoying no matter what team that he's on. It takes more work than anyone ever assumes he's going to.
Yeah.
All right. Real quick, we got two questions left. If you want to call into the show, dial 320-247-5337, and I'll answer your call right here live on air. Just two questions left, though, here, guys. Number 13, Go No Pagano says, this is an auction draft. These are the draft prices, and it's he can keep two of them. Ertz for 17, Thielen for 11, McKinnon for 15, or Tyreek Hill for 22. And I think we can probably assume that this is a $100 league.
Draft price for the auction.
Yep,
okay.
Ertz for 17, Thielen for 11, McKinnon for 15, or Hill for 22. I lean Ertz and Thielen.
I think I'd buy Ertz and maybe Thielen. I don't know. I don't know if I'd pay. I think you can get something better. Tyreek Hill's a little expensive right there out of a $100 budget. McKinnon at 15 I think will be a pretty good value, but
What was the format of the league? Is it PPR?
Give me Ertz and McKinnon, honestly.
McKinnon just makes me so nervous.
He does, me too. It's tough to say get him.
I'm not sure if he plays 12 games this year. If he plays, he's going to be an extreme value there. But with him already being dinged up, maybe you just take the shot. But
I just like his opportunity. If this was a $200 league, would that change your answer?
Yes.
All of them.
Then everything seems like more of a value if it's a $200 league.
Right. Tyreek Hill for 22 is the steal.
Yeah, I'd take Ertz and Hill if it was a $200 league.
Yeah.
Probably isn't, though. All right, last question here. This is my favorite sleeper bot name I've ever seen, and I say it every single time he comments for the mail sack. Brady's a bitch. Wonderful team name. Which running back would you consider the last chance for a good RB2? So who would you feel comfortable taking at an RB2 or that you think would be an RB2 with a low ADP? So we're obviously looking later in the draft here. Like, what's the cutoff?
Are we talking standard PPR? What are we feeling here?
Doesn't specify.
So let's go with the whole default is PPR, right?
Works for me.
So for me, it's Deion Lewis. The guy is somebody you can get late that I feel like is going to be dominating that backfield. I know everybody's on the Henry train. I'm not. I think Deion Lewis is a better running back. I think he's a stronger running back. And I think he's there for a reason. And that's because they weren't comfortable with Derrick Henry being their running back one. So Deion Lewis to me is will be a fine person for that position.
I'm okay with that also. There are running backs going ahead of him that I would be uncomfortable with, like Rashad Penny, until I know more about Rex Burkhead, Kerryon Johnson, and then really that's it. Everyone else above that I'm pretty comfortable with.
Yeah, I would say the cutoff for people who can be in there, if you're looking at just a normal rankings list, is probably Sony Michel, who's going as the RB36 right now. All the guys above him can be an RB2. They can finish top 24. The lowest guy who I think would be Carlos Hyde at 31.
Yeah, I agree with that. But Jamal Williams, though, I'm perplexed with him because he could end up being a really valuable player.
Yeah.
Obviously, whoever ends up being the number one running back in terms of touches by the end of the year for the Green Bay Packers is going to be a borderline RB1. But who is that going to be?
We only know who it's not going to be right now, right? It's not going to be Aaron Jones. It could be Ty. It could be Jamal.
All right. Well, hey, we got a couple more questions here coming through Sleeperbot. Cap'n Kurt says, when do you think Penny will take over, and where does he finish in a PPR?
I don't know that he ever does.
Penny take over. Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is what we saw last year, honestly. I think that they made a mistake by letting Alex Collins go, and you're going to see a committee the entire year there.
Yep, you're going to see a Mike Davis, Chris Carson, and with a sprinkling of Penny, I would say. I mean, if they can all three stay healthy, which we know they can't.
Well, they have C.J. Procise, and I believe they still have – don't they still have McKissick there too?
Yeah, I think McKissick got injured.
Okay, so you still have C.J. Procise, you have Chris Carson, you got Penny. I mean
– You did say his name. If you say McKissick's name, he gets injured.
Yep, and it doesn't help that the O-line is even worse than it was last year. These running backs are getting they're getting their first point of contact before they get to the line of scrimmage. That's not good for any running back, no matter how elite.
I would say at least week six until Penny takes over if he does.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I mean, barring injury, which is very, very likely on this team. Like, you've got four guys that are ahead of him that are very injury prone.
All right, a couple more questions here. Jacaro says, should I cut John Brown for Cameron Brate? So he's only got one tight end, and it's Tyler Eifert. Wide receivers are Diggs, Marvin Jones, Aguilar, Galladay, Funchess, John Brown, and Chris Godwin. So of those, I think John Brown's probably the most droppable.
Yeah. I might cut Chris Godwin. I don't know that I really want the wide receiver two and one of the tight ends for the Tampa Bay. I just don't want that much of that team.
That's fair too.
And John Brown looked really good to me the other night. I don't know if y'all saw that catch he had in the back of the end zone. That was a really tough catch, and he was fast.
John Brown's fast. Yeah, he's good. If he can stay on the field, that guy's actually pretty damn good.
I think that you're not really going to use either Godwin or Brown, but Brown has a lot more upside. And so I would probably get rid of Godwin.
All right. One final question here. Owaldo Andrade, this was from the Mixler chat, says he's got the 10th pick. So Hopkins, Odell Beckham Jr., or Julio. And that is the exact order that I have them ranked in mine as the 2, 3, and 4. So I'm going to go Hopkins.
Same.
I think Hopkins ends up as the number one wide receiver this year. So, you know, my answer.
Right behind Julio.
Is that how that works?
So wait, you think Julio's going to go – he's going to be better, but you're going to take Hopkins.
I feel that it's going to be Julio. So anytime I say the words I feel, that's not going to be something I ever suggest to anybody else to do, right? Like, just because I'm over here feeling stuff doesn't mean I want you to go with my gut and try – you know. So for me, the mathematical guy, the best bet guy is DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay, I like it. And there's a good chance that with how drafts have been going, Julio will probably fall back to you in the second.
It's a good chance, yes.
And especially if you're on the turn, take them both. Yep. All right, I think that is going to wrap it up for the show. I don't think we have any more questions coming in. Steve, we got any calls?
Calls right now. Sorry, no.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I think we did all the questions, so good job.
All right, awesome. Well, that was – we got to elaborate a little bit more on each one. For the first one, we only had around 20 questions. Usually during the season, we get a ton. We were getting like well over 150 last like.
Oh, yeah.
Last season, the mail sack show was ridiculous.
We weren't getting to any of them because the phones were lighting up too. It was – last year, mail sack was nuts. And, I mean, it's preseason. There's not a whole lot of questions. If you've been paying attention to us this offseason, you know what you're doing. You're ready. You've got your draft kits, hopefully, by now. You're sitting there. You're waiting. So I wasn't expecting tonight to be too awful busy. I was actually kind of excited because it's the first mail sack. It should be kind of mellow because it's not the season yet. That's around the corner. But once this thing kicks off, look out.
Absolutely. So once we do start getting busy, though, another reminder, guys, if you go to patreon.com/sleeperwire, you can actually become a patron and get priority questions on the Mail Sack Show. So you don't have to wait for your question to come through. If you subscribe to the Patreon, help out the show. It really, truly does help out the show. You can get cool things in return, like access to the draft kit, a Sleeper Wire mug, a Sleeper Wire t-shirt. You get to come on the Sunday Blitz early, you know, 20 minutes before everybody else, and priority questions on the Mail Sack. You get your questions answered first. So that's a good idea as well. And that's going to wrap it up for the Mail Sack. Follow us on Twitter at Sleeperwire Show. You can find me on there at Seymour Sleeperwire. Mike is on there at Dr. Kane 21. And Lucas is on there at Sleeperwire LBB. And then the Sleeper Bot app, well, formerly Sleeper Bot, now the Sleeper app at Professor Chris, at Dirty Jobs, and Sleeperwire LBB. And once again, sleeperwire.com/draftkit. Help win your league.
Is that it?
Yeah.
We're all done?
We're done.
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in.